So she pulled up. Everything's been great that day. She takes her out of the car. My daughter's been walking for a while. So she takes her out. She sets her down. And the moment she sets her down, she falls and scrapes her knee. Now she's bleeding.
Oh my.
3 seconds later, my daughter's mom's walking out.
Oh,
where's my baby? Where's my baby? And now my mom's in a place of like, this just happened.
Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD.
You're here with Steven, the eater of worlds.
Oh, sorry. And I'm Nazareth. I have some snacks right now because he's been spending some time alone because I've been working a couple long shifts. And so I feel kind of bad. And so today I spent a lot of time with him. I'm giving him a little bit of extra snacks. I'm a good dad, dog dad, I promise.
Dog dad.
I take care. He goes on walks. I give him snacks. I give him cuddles.
He's getting up there in age, isn't he?
No.
How old is he?
3.
Really?
Yeah, he's only 3. 3 and a half.
How does he have gray?
Gray. So my stepdad said that after we first got him, he was only 2-3 months at the time. He said he had an old man face. He looks like a wise kung fu master. do you see it in the face? Yeah, that he
looks at you? See it now.
Master Shifu.
Master Shifu. Yeah. Exactly who I was thinking of. Oh my gosh. So,
but I love him. He's just annoying. And he was chill before you got here. He just, when people are over.
I don't know how he is.
He gets excited.
Me too, bro. Me too. When people are over my house, I'm like. And then they have to throw me snacks.
Patita. Hands up. Sit. No. Down.
Look at that.
You see how he's he's
and like, he didn't even eat the snack. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, he went straight. It took him
it took
2 seconds.
Him a second. He set it down, I promise you. And then he ate it.
It took him 2 seconds.
Yeah. He's like, wait, am I done with the tricks? Oh, okay.
But I'm going to put these away here.
Oh, man. I'm
probably going to see you. There you go. It's just going to be in the shot. Sorry, decidueye. Okay. It's all good.
He's not a starter Pokemon. It doesn't matter.
I'll give him a snack in a little bit. Nazareth here. Guy with snacks.
Guy with snacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for around here.
Oh, man. Today, you are on for another good one. We're going to actually start with your guys' comments.
Yep.
Like usual, I don't read any of the comments on the videos. Mm-hmm. The person responding is him. I'm the person that live reacts or wants to hear for the first time, and you guys get my genuine reaction.
Thank you for that.
I try.
Because I had to go tell Jubera to not read comments because his whole family, when I was making clips about him, then people were commenting about him. They were like so excited, so gassed to tell him. And I get it. I get the excitement. But I had to go to his wife personally.
And be like, no.
And I was like, hey, I know you're excited, but don't tell him because I need to record him when I'm telling him the comments. So as of we're recording episode 12 now, guys. Yep. Welcome to episode 12.
Welcome.
Anything before episode 12, all of his reactions, we'll still do them, but he already knows them, and we'll get his thoughts on them.
Yeah,
he does know those comments, and hopefully from now on they won't tell him.
Oh, I told my whole family. I was like, you guys are not allowed to tell me if they're commenting good or bad about me. Great. I said, don't even defend me in the yard. Let's see my reaction, we can go from there.
Thank you.
Because you know how hard it is, especially because the one I know we're going to be talking about today was about the Alduin one.
Parthenex.
Sorry. Parthenex, the good dragon, not the evil dragon that kills everybody. But the good dragon.
Yeah.
And I saw 16 comments. You know how hard it is not to read to see if people are just dogging me in there?
Guys, and I've been texting him some teasers.
Oh, dude.
Oh, people are here roasting you. They're not. I just like to mess with them.
Oh, man. I can't wait, though. Because I heard it's a pretty split. A pretty split decision.
It's actually pretty split.
So,
and we got comments
which
from,
surprises me because I thought it's easy keep Parthenex alive. I thought it would have been 60-2.
I thought so as well. There are some sadistic guys out there.
Oh, dude, Blaze, it's pure evil.
there's no morality system in this game.
Oh, yeah, there is. You side with, don't get me wrong, I know it's the Stormcloaks' city, but doesn't the Stormcloaks seem a little too Nord happy? Like, it looks super familiar to stuff that happened in real life. And I'm just like, let me side with the Imperials on this one.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a lot of morality.
Yeah.
Or siding with the danger. But, like,
there's no morality system in the game.
Oh, I know, but...
So you don't have to.
You don't have to. So I don't. I don't choose the bad.
So, some of my favorite ones...
Okay.
...were people that kind of flipped for me. Because how I've never killed Parthenex.
I've never killed Parthenex myself.
But I've always killed Barbers.
No.
Always.
How can you kill the dog? I can't do it. It's annoying. He's an annoying dog. Someone
flipped it and said, I always kill Parthenex, never kill the dog, though.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that's because that's way more moral.
Look.
Way more moral. I can kill a dragon because you're the dragon born. You're meant to eat the souls of dragons.
Yeah.
You killed the dog. That's like kicking a
this
dog.
This dog has
life.
A demon in him, though.
No, it is a demon. No, there's difference.
We're not. No.
It's a dog.
That dog is so annoying.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he first came out and he's like, have you seen my master? I don't even know who your master is. I don't know if I've seen him or not.
You're lucky it's not like, what's that game? What's that new game?
Elden Ring?
No, it's like a couple years old now.
Okay, I was thinking Elden Ring.
A year after Elden Ring.
A year after?
Why am I blanking? I hate when I'm blanking.
Gosh.
It's about... I'm so mad. So mad.
Baldur's Gate. What?
Baldur's Gate
3. Oh, Baldur's Gate.
Yeah,
okay.
They're lucky that we can't just kick them into oblivion like how you can in Baldur's
oh,
Gate 3.
Yeah.
Barbus is lucky that wasn't a bad game. Lucky. Oh, one of my favorites. Someone's like, murked Parthenex when I played my first playthrough. Murked him in all caps.
Like, excited. Yeah. He's like, I'm the Dragonborn.
Murked him.
I want to kill him.
And then followed up by saying, thinking of murking him again on my current playthrough.
Oh, double down.
Are you good, fam?
Double down.
You okay?
The dude is like, I don't even see the other option, bro. Just one option.
Just
that dragon's got some.
I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
He's like thinking about
I've been too busy siding with the storm cloaks over here. I'll go murk him when I got time.
Oh my god.
Man.
Did he doubled down. He said, okay, I murked him on the first playthrough. I'm playing through it again, and this time I'm thinking about murking him again. Golly.
Someone commented on Parthenex, they said, I did what I thought you had to. Fair.
So he felt, because he's a dragonborn, he felt like he had to kill the good dragon, though? Yeah. But that dragon teaches you, shout! I always thought...
That's what he thought he had to.
So you ever get the letter from a friend, and it'll tell you a location where a shout is?
Yeah.
I always thought that was Parthenex.
Give you the letters?
Yep, because who else would see it? I don't know if it's true or not.
Some headcanon here.
Because I don't know if you... I've never killed him, so I don't know if you kill him and you still get those letters.
Right.
But from my personal belief, that's the guy.
This is some headcanon here.
This is me thinking it.
Then they continued on by saying, and same with the dog. I wanted that loot.
The better loot's keeping him alive.
So
how many times do I have to tell people?
No.
Ruthless Axe is worse than the helmet that you get.
Yeah. They're both not worth it anyway.
Yeah, they're both
not great. Yeah.
So but they are both unique equipped items. So you can only get one or the other, and that sucks.
I'm sorry, I'm already laughing.
Oh, what?
Someone said.
Oh, no.
I said, I killed the dragon. I didn't understand English.
He just saw a dragon. He just saw that quest mark pop up and saw it was a dragon and said, you gotta go.
It was a dragon.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I was laughing so hard at it.
I'm not mad at him, though.
Yeah, honestly, but...
I can't be mad at him.
It's like, I don't understand how you could play this game without knowing the language. Because this is a very dialogue-heavy game.
I'm assuming he's just following the quest marker.
The little top in the corner.
Yeah, where it's like...
top of the screen.
Yeah, and he went up to Parthenex when it was
at
that time.
I got to kill it.
Well, and then he probably pointed at him, and it said, like, something, and he's like, means kill.
It means
kill. Like, oh, man.
Was,
he didn't even know he had an option to save him.
So hard at that one. I can understand if you're never told, you just see a dragon. He's got to go.
But why didn't he shoot him when he first saw him? When you can't kill him. Like, that's when I would have shot him at first, is when you first see him. Because maybe you don't know he's a good dragon. Maybe you just think he's the normal other dragons. Like, you're the dragonborn.
Right.
So maybe you have to, like... Like, that's when I would have shot him. But when the quest marker said, hey, so the quest marker, when you first go up to him, which told me he was a good guy, he said, hey, go speak to the wiser one. And so that tells me, okay, whoever's above there, I have to talk to. Right. And when I saw the dragon, I was like, oh, I must be talking to him. So, but if I didn't understand English, that's where I thought I would have.
You would just shoot him right
I would have shot him right
there. So you think there. This is a fake comment?
I just saying, just sus. Saying a you little guys, sus.
I don't know.
And he wrote it in English, right?
He did.
He knows it now. Maybe after killing Parthenax, he's like, I need to learn this language.
Someone said, I killed Party Snacks.
That's what I'm never gonna look at Parthenax the same.
His name's gonna pop up. I'm gonna be real, man. I feel like that's like a meme from somewhere, and like people in the community probably know it a lot more. Oh, and I'm late to it. I've never heard it before. Someone commented that.
That's so funny.
That's fucking.
I've never heard it before in my life.
I've never.
And I don't know if he put in Parthenax and his phone wouldn't let him put out
autocorrect
and autocorrect the party stack.
That's even funnier. That's even funnier,
but dude. If
iPhone's not dealing with you. This guy can't spell for... Who spells Parthenax?
Why is there an X in this word? You know, party snacks.
Sheesh,
oh,
man.
God, that's funny.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Oh, that's that so kills good. Me. That is... That's so funny.
All right, and this is where I was thinking that some people are just kind of sadistic.
Oh, right? God.
This dude was like, out of pure annoyance for that god, I forced him to take back the dog.
Oh, so he kept the dog alive, though.
No. Oh.
Yeah, that's the only way you can give him back the clavicle vial. So, you know, I support him. I'm okay with that.
I misunderstood.
But no, he didn't. Because if you kill him, doesn't go back. The dog statue doesn't go back with him. Okay. But if you keep him alive, it does. And Clavicus Vial deserves it. Because that dude is annoying himself. He needs Barbus.
Okay, so that was on TikTok.
Oh my god, that was full funny party snacks.
Party snacks is great. I've never heard of party snacks.
That's before. Out of all the times we've done this, that might be one of my favorite comments. That's the simplest thing, but it was so funny because I don't know if autocorrected it or if he legit.
I do believe it autocorrected.
Oh man,
iPhone doesn't know how to spell Parthenax.
Oh dude, that's awesome. And you know what? From this point on, I'm calling them party snacks. It's like for sure. I'm like, did you ever kill party stacks? I'm like, what? I'm like, oh yeah, from Skyrim.
Someone commented and said, I found a mod, and you killed the blades to save Parthenax.
Oh, dude, and I would love to kill the. Oh my gosh, what's her name?
Dorothy asked him
or something like that.
I said what? Like with exclamation! I'm trying to get the name of this mod.
Oh, dude, I would totally go against the blades.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Don't get me wrong.
Be commenting stuff like that and not tell us what the name of the mod is. How can I look this up?
Dude, that's a great mod because, dude, I would love to go against the blades. I know that they're the ancient warriors and they're keeping the way.
Cool, cool, cool.
But, dude, I think it was Oblivion. Was it Oblivion or in Skyrim? Skyrim. When you kill the Dark Brotherhood girl. Like, if you decided to not kill one of the three people, but you kill her, you got to go against the Dark Brotherhood and kill them. That would be sweet where it gave you that option. Like, side with the dragon or side with the blades.
Damn.
That would have been sweet. That's a great mod.
I'm going to have to look
if you see it, please. Like, I don't know how you would send it, but send who was the creator of that mod so I can go on the gaming PC and figure it out.
Someone also just said, I played the game like a billion times, so I just did it once just to see. That was like fair.
Yeah, but, even once makes you immoral one time. you're not a full-blooded moral person. And you know what's crazy? You know how many people killed that dragon, just the diamond, the stupid game? You chose a trophy over morality. That tells me you're not a team player. It tells me you would rather win an MVP than an NBA championship.
Oh my god, bro. Yeah, you stat padding out here?
I'm telling you, stat padding. That's what it happened.
Man.
And then when he killed him, did he run down to the blades? He's like, I did it. And did he feel fulfilled all of a sudden? Like,
you this feel was good the about yourself?
This was the thousandth time. Finally.
You almost.
I did it.
Yeah, you almost were a true dragon.
Like, Like, that's like being like fake 9,900 times, just so that 1,000th time you're like, this is who I really am.
All right. Ready for the sadistic one?
Oh, no.
This guy's like, did it every single playthrough.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, every? And they commented,
every.
Every.
Oh, my God.
Every.
He killed the dog, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Something tells me this dude kicks dogs in real life. I'm just kidding. But, man, every... I just want to know what he sees. Why? What's the fulfilling of killing Parthenax? Like, Parthenax is the only one that fall all the way. Like, I don't get it.
I did, and I stand by it.
He's like, I did it. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm standing on all 10 again. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
There's so many people that killed Parthenax.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. There was a lot that didn't, though. There was one that said, my dad did, but I hated killing dragons. As at the time I played the game at 10, dragons were my favorite creature, and I could not stop talking about them.
Oh,
that was so sweet.
That is sweet.
And everyone else in the comments like, I'll kill that dragon again.
If it was real life and it showed up to my face, I'd kill that dragon.
I keep my glass bow in the trunk.
Yeah. I'm always in sneak mode.
Yeah.
I walk through my house and crouch.
So, yeah, man, those were some of my favorite comments. They had me cracking up. Love the people.
Oh, man. Party Snacks is my
Party
favorite.
Party Snacks?
It's still,
now, my still favorite, one of my favorite. My favorite still is like every.
Every.
Every time.
he doubled down, too. He was like, you didn't even think about killing him? I didn't think about saving him. Every dragon, this is Skyrim. Every dragon
Party
must
Snacks
go.
Is gonna get it.
Party Snacks is getting it.
Getting it.
Oh man, I can't wait to play play Skyrim and see Parthenax and like in his name see Party Snacks this time. Like, I wonder if that translates from dragon language to Party Snacks in English.
I'm gonna find the mod that changes it. Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Talk about mods, though. My favorite mod that when it first came out and it made me laugh super, super, super hard, like unhealthy laugh, was they changed the dragons to Randy Savage. And then he'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, it would shout at you like that. And I'm telling you.
No.
That was
they're circling you and the music plays, you just hear Randy Savage coming from above.
Oh, yes.
Elder Randy Savage,
dude. I'm telling you. That one's good because obviously being a WWE fan and seeing it on Dragons.
Oh, my God.
Both of that hit two parts
like
of my heart.
Coming, or is it like
his model? Yeah. It was like a face on top of the dragon. And he would be like, oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Oh, jeez, man. That was a good... That was... Whoever created that mod, like, fulfilled my heart. Like,
That's so funny.
That was one of those mods.
I need to go find that one now.
Oh, that was an old one. I don't even know if it's still on the creation site.
Yeah, fair enough. So, my mom was watching my daughter.
Okay.
Right? And we have a little inner circle of people that watch her. You know, she stays between... It's really just four of us.
Still community.
Yeah, it's our little community.
Community growing.
Me, my mom, her, and her mom. Easy enough. This is where my daughter rotates between. Well, my mom was watching her one day, and she went to drop her back off at my daughter's mom's house. And so she pulled up. Everything's been great that day. She takes her out of the car. My daughter's been walking for a while. So she takes her out. She sets her down. And the moment she sets her down, she falls and scrapes her knee. Like a pretty good size scrape. Like it just landed weird. The moment she gets out. immediately. It
collapsed.
It just collapsed. Scraped her knee. Now she's bleeding.
Oh my.
3 seconds later, my daughter's mom's walking out.
Oh
where's my baby? Where's my baby? And now my mom's in a place of like, this just happened. This just happened. Because like you guys know, if someone's watching your kids, and they return your kids in a worse state.
In a damaged state.
Oh, there's questions.
And there was no text because it happened right then and there.
And I'm not going to attack someone right away. There are questions that are going
to
come up.
Yep, and I want you to answer.
And like, you better have the answers.
Yep, I agree.
Right? Regardless, if you're my mom, you're my aunt, my brother, my sister, grandma, don't matter.
You could be with the mama.
Yeah.
And I so still want to know.
You guys get it. Like, there's going to be questions, yeah. right? And my mom knows this. She has two kids of her own.
Yep.
Right? So, imagine. I'm just like, because I wasn't there. My mom was telling me the story about how she dropped her off. My daughter's mom walks out.
So, your mom even told you, though. Your mom was like, hey.
She's like, I almost got us in trouble.
I almost fumbled the bag.
Here. I almost fumbled the bag. Because she dropped her off and she got her right there in their driveway.
Oh my.
And then they opens the door. Oh, where's my baby? Where's my baby? She's excited. Her daughter's home. She's excited. How was time with Wayla? Yeah. And blood. And mom was like, just happened. Like, I felt like I was laughing.
Oh, but I can feel your mom's like the
anxiety that she probably felt of like, no, like I'm returning her healthy. This just happened.
Oh, and what makes it worse is like you didn't even like ponder it yourself yet.
It just
happened.
My mom didn't even have time to process. Like she probably just picked her up and like
just grabbed her and then mom's already coming out.
Oh my god. I actually felt bad for her. And luckily my daughter's mom was cool about it. She can see fresh blood. It was fresh.
Okay.
Oh, this like she literally just fell and she chopped it up like she just clumsy.
Oh yeah. And your mom and your
of course.
Your I don't want to call her baby mama, but
my daughter's mom.
Your daughter's mom.
My daughter's mom. I don't
it's awesome.
I only call her baby mama when I'm mad at her. I like if she's just bothering me, I'm like, you'll never guess what my baby mama said. That's how you know that like she just pissed me off.
Oh dude, she's awesome.
Something. Nah, she's great.
She's awesome. So yeah. At least she's understanding, but there could have been it could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Because like you guys, like all parents out there, I want to hear about this. Tell me about a time that someone brought your kid
home. It's always
a grandma or something. Yeah. Well, tell me about a time when someone brought your kid home and they weren't in the same state that you gave their kid to them. And so now you got questions. And so I want to hear good, bad, funny. Let's hear it.
With my son, Steven, It's almost like every day seems like he gets a knot on his head or something. He's really bad at clumsy. Oh, snack time.
Yeah, because if not, he's just going to squeeze his toy the whole... sit.
Oh.
Patita. Oh. Get my little buddy.
Oh, murdered it.
I could do the whole thing, but he's been good. Yeah, buddy. Okay, but yeah, so please tell us in the comments down below. I want to hear about some of these stories. What happened when someone dropped your kid off in a worse state than when you dropped them off to them?
And did you believe them? Yeah. I want to know if you believe them.
Tell us the story. Tell us
you don't have to go full extreme.
And
but
yeah, something quick to the point. And tell us, how did you react?
Yep.
Two-parters.
And tell me if it was your first kid or if it was later.
Actually, because that would,
Because Stephen being later in our lineage.
fifth kid.
Fifth. Love her. Love him. Love all my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But with him being later, it's and maybe I'm also just a rough person. So like when I see him bump his head or bump this or bump that or
right.
get come up with like a bruise, I'm just like, he's rough. He's a rough kid. So
for sure.
I get it. So I don't freak out. But let's say
but if he came home with a big scratch.
Oh yeah, or like
blood.
Or a huge lump and they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened? Oh no, I'll be mad.
We need to.
That would be. That's where I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
Like, I would be...
And that's a conversation that you'll have with anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Your own parents.
Like, oh, they're not off the list either.
Yeah, they're not off the list. And, like, I'm not saying they messed up. Sometimes kids fall.
Oh, yeah. They're clumsy.
They're clumsy.
They're really bad at being normal humans.
We need to know.
Yeah.
You tell us if they fall. And we can laugh about, they clumsy. Funny, funny. But if you just drop it... Because I feel like there are some people out there who their kid got dropped off. And they're like, what happened? No answer.
Oh, no, that would kill me.
Oh, and then you're like, start questioning. Like,
I'll be honest with you. At that point, they would never go with that person again.
Yeah.
Like, I could
never. And that's a terrible feeling and a terrible decision you have to make. Luckily, we'll preemptively make that. No one outside of our four.
We're
alone with our daughter.
I'm starting to let my niece and my nephew watch.
How old are they?
oh God, nieces is, I want to say 15 or 16. Okay. I can't remember. And then 14. Yeah, yeah. And my nephew is 13. Okay. 14.
Yeah, they're old enough.
And it's not like they're alone. They usually have somebody with them.
Okay.
But I'm letting them do all that. And they're doing a great job.
Get some babysitting money?
Yep. Of course, man. Yeah, throw them out.
I gotta record a podcast real quick.
Yeah. I need to. Lock in for a 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because my nephew, he's done a great job. My niece is amazing. Okay. My niece is amazing. Amazing with him. Like, they have a relationship that it's pretty crazy.
And little Steven?
Yeah.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's.
And it's stuff that they'll grow up, and when he's like a teenager, she'll be like, I remember this, this, and stuff, and they'll be close in their own way and stuff. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and because they'll be first cousins, but it'll be the older first cousin with the youngest. Mm. And so, you know what I mean? It's not like grew up together.
14, 15 years is a big gap, and so they could easily just never really interact with each other.
Yep.
And so, no, that is important.
But now they get to reinteract, and they have story with each other. Like, hey, I remember when I was changing you. And he'd be like, shut up.
You peed on me.
Yeah.
No stories.
And then he'd be like, I'm with my girlfriend. Dang. Be quiet.
Stop. Golly.
I'm trying to. That's why I don't come around you guys.
It's the house.
I'm telling you, that's how it is, though. But I have cousins.
They've been
like
good
that.
So far, though?
Oh, amazing.
Awesome.
And I have cousins like that watch me. I'm on my Hispanic side. I'm one of the last ones. One of the last ones.
Okay.
There was a huge gap between. So I can't remember who was the youngest. I want to say it's from my brother to my sister, or from one of my cousins to my sister. There was a decent gap. Then there was my sister and me. My sister's 3 years older than me, and she's the closest, like, in age, and everyone's like 6, 7 years older than me. So I have a lot of those cousins that are significantly older. That tell me stories like, I remember when you were a baby. I remember this. I remember that.
I like those
and
stories.
It is. It's cool. Yeah.
I've got older cousins that do the same thing. This particular cousin would call me, I forget like the nickname he'd call me, but he would just say, oh, Nazzy, I miss you. How you been? Give me snack. Nazzy would always say that. He would always say, I want snack. Mama, I want snack.
Were you a Big Mac back then?
No, I was like, I was pretty normal. Like, okay. I was a little, like, I've slimmed out.
Oh, I was recently. Chunky. I was chunky, but I wasn't chunky like, as a kid.
Big.
Oh, I was like, smacking that donut out my hand.
But I was a snacker, though. I snack. And that, even today.
Oh.
And I can't say I want a snack to my family to this day. Because, Nazzy wants a snack.
like, do you have any snacks? I knew it was going to be you.
Yeah. Always. What's up?
You know, I've worked
and
with
like,
you.
There's
you always snack.
Hey, shut up.
Like, you do. That makes that actually is, that's canon, bro. I'm trying to think, like, you have a drawer specifically with snacks. Like,
I bought a snack rack.
No, you did not.
Yo, I actually bought a snack rack.
No, you did not.
And I haven't filled it up yet, but next episode, I don't know how I'm going to get it in a shot. One of these episodes, I'm gonna get it in the shot, and it's just gonna be snacks upon snacks.
Oh man,
and I don't care. That's me.
That is
forget like
that's,
f off.
That's
yeah.
That's
there was
amazing.
Only one other cousin who got it worse than me.
Oh no!
Yeah,
what was his thing?
He
liked snacks.
He was just big.
Ah,
so anytime he'd be eating, it was always snack.
Like it would be like you guys would be done with.
They'd be like, "Oh, Nazzy wants a snack." If he eats, they'd be like, "Oh, he's always eating."
Like you guys had a family event and he's the first one at the table. Everybody's like, of course with this guy. Oh, that's awesome.
Man, my family's ruthless, man.
Dude,
my family is ruthless.
My family on the white side's all big. And on the Hispanic side, we make fun of you for everything.
Yeah.
There's something. Everybody has something. Like, I have a bird chest, so they made fun of my bird chest for years. So, I don't have it anymore.
Hey, no.
But,
my man here.
I'm getting it.
Talk getting about it. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him.
This year, I have a couple of, not resolutions. Resolutions are meant to be broken. But at least goals. Obviously, if you don't reach your goals, it's just like not reaching a resolution. But at least in my head, it's better. So.
It's not a resolution because we're doing it like in March.
Yeah, it doesn't help that we didn't start at the beginning of the year. But
yeah.
My first resolution was not to cuss. And that's going pretty bad. But I'm trying. I'm growing.
I don't have that resolution.
The second one was to try to... I really want to stop drinking pop, but I have a hard time not buying it. So I'm not doing great there either. Really? Yeah, dude, I really like pop. But it's not pop, specifically. Like, I love Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, any of those. But when it comes to Mountain Dew, man, that's like my whole entity. Like,
Mountain Dew?
I love Mountain Dew.
So when you're going out to get food, yeah, like if you're getting like McDonald's or like, or how often do you even eat fast food, by the way?
Fast food, I've eaten more now lately because of where I'm working and I don't pack a lunch. I should pack a lunch. It would probably cut down on a lot of it.
Yeah.
But.
So when you're getting food from these places.
I don't really get popped there.
You don't get popped there? Is it, you have like the 2 liters at home or something?
No, it's like, I have the cans at home.
The cans.
And then if I'm going into a store, even if I'm buying clothes. I have a hard time not going to the cooler and buying a pop.
Okay.
Like, I've always...
The little individual ones.
Yep. Or even trying different pops. Like, I'll go to a store. Like, recently, I went to Giant Eagle. No, I was going in. I was like, hey, I'm going to get a couple of drinks. That's it. Just a couple of drinks. And I grab my strawberry milk because I love strawberry milk. It's the best milk. It's superior. And then I grab...
For your son or for you?
For me. Oh, dude, it's me. 100% me.
Hey, you try to bite my hand?
How dare you?
The snack's in this hand. I'm telling you to sit.
He said, I am sitting.
This guy here. Come on, go. Take your snack.
Oh, he's happy.
Yeah, he's a whole...
Oh, but...
He just gets too excited.
I just went to Giant Eagle, and like I said, I was getting... I got my milk and getting a little snack and all that, like for a little break lunch type of situation.
Okay.
And walk past two new Red Bull flavors. I got out of line.
So you say pop, are you also including energy drinks?
Yes, because I want to try to cut out to just that much sugar. Because I'm trying to get my third resolution, but I'm trying to cut out sugar just because it's not good for you. How much is it in it?
No, we don't need to explain it.
Sugar is good to a point. When you look at pop and how much sugar in pop, it's crazy.
For sure. You're just trying to cut down.
Yeah. So, I passed two Red Bulls, different flavors. Cannot not try them. I have every flavor of Red Bull. So, I bought two Red Bulls. And I was like, you know what? It gives me 2 days. I get to try two different Red Bulls. Drink it the same day. I just have a problem. If it's near me and I like it, I want to consume it. Right. So, I'm fighting it. And then my third... And final resolution is to get big this year. Working where I'm at, I'm getting actually kind of like naturally big.
I've seen some of the results.
I'm getting kind of naturally big, so it's cool.
He's wearing a loose flowing shirt now.
Loose flowing shirt, but I'm telling you, my arms are getting bigger.
Yeah, I noticed that one time, like I said, when we went out, it must have been like a few months ago, but it was like the first time I saw you from like when you started your new job.
Yep.
He was big.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, bro? Miss you. I haven't seen you. What's going on? I'll give you a hug. And I was like, God, hey, bro. What the?
I'm getting
get your
there.
Tight ass off of me.
Oh, man. I'm getting there, though, man. I have a work weight bench in my basement and all that. So I'm wanting to hit that more. But I want to look like they could cast me for a superhero movie.
That's the goal.
And not the Blob. Like...
Okay.
Anything but the Blob. Like they look at me, they're like, dude, did that guy play Captain America, Chris Evans?
Chris Evans.
But no, that's honestly the physique I want.
Yeah, no, I get you, man.
And it would be cool to get more stamina, but
well, your job that's motivation. Is just super physical in the first place.
Yeah, between what I do lately what we've been doing has been PVC, but a lot of times we have rigid pipes, which is electrical work, and they're like 3-4 inches, and you're spinning it. So just constantly spinning them, lifting multiple and getting it to the site and then spinning them on and constantly lifting and pushing and just doing a whole bunch of things that you wouldn't do at like a normal workout, but definitely is a workout. So it's cool. It's cool getting naturally big just from my job, just getting naturally stronger. My hands are getting rougher.
And as long as you clean up your diet better, dude, you'll be set.
I hope so. That's honestly the goal. Those three things are obviously difficult. Pop is the hardest one, I think. I think I can give up cussing because there was years in my life I didn't cuss. When we first met, I didn't cuss.
You're right. You didn't.
There was years of my life I didn't cuss. So I think once I get in the habit of not cussing, I'll be fine.
You said.
Working out, like I said.
That's been one of my biggest ones because I am trying to, I'm not trying to get like you. I'm not trying to be a superhero. I'm just trying to feel good, feel a little better. So
you look good, man. You look good.
I appreciate it. I have lost about 30, 35-ish pounds from my heaviest.
Really?
No, even more. I think my heaviest, I was at like 265.
When was this?
When my daughter was born.
Oh, you were packing on a little weight then. Yeah.
It was about 2 years ago now.
Yeah. And you're tall though too. So 265 for me would be like I'm a roly poly oly. you at 265 being six.
It was I can wear it a little bit better, but I can still feel it on me and stuff. So at my lightest I was 215.
Okay.
So I lost about 50 pounds, but now I've gained a little bit because I am working out. I'm just kinda sore from like working out now. Like I worked out 2 days ago and I've been doing them because the weather's been doing a lot better.
It's way better.
And so I've been on runs and I'm loving the cardio.
That's not me, bro, but all right.
I've been loving the cardio, but I was also doing weights as well. And now, I'm just sore. Just so fucking sore today. So if you guys see me like stretching a bit,
trying to get it out.
Yeah, man. It's been like 2 days already.
So do you get sore the very next day after you work out, or does it hit you later? Because like if I work out today,
as soon as I wake up, I'll feel it.
Oh, see, I feel like I'm a little different. And I don't know if it's just me or if there's a whole bunch of people, but I feel like when I work out the next day, I'm still fine. Like I'm actually still fine. But then the second day after I work out, my arms are like noodles. Like, they're rough. Or
it's a
my
weird
legs are like
delayed
noodles.
Reaction.
Yeah, like, but it's, I feel like my body almost like, it doesn't know it hit that we worked out until 2 days later.
Is that normal, guys?
Yeah, I don't know if it's normal or if I'm just weird or if that's a thing that I should get checked.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will be commenting like, hey, I'm a doctor and I'm telling you right now, you have scoliosis and you should get that checked.
Like, you got 3 weeks.
You got 3 weeks. Jeez. But that's how I've been my whole life. Honestly, it's 2 days. So like if I do leg day, I know I can't do leg day the next day because when my body does hit, it's going to be rough. Mm. So like I'll do leg day and then I'll do chest and then I'll do shoulders and I'll try to like alternate because if...
And then we'll all hit at once and then you'll just be...
It would hit legit. So like the next day, it would be my legs. Like it's weird. And then the next day after that, it would be whenever I worked 2 days ago. Mm. It's never...
Okay.
But like if I do it back-to-back days, like I'll do legs and I'll do legs again. That second day, it's like day one and two combined and now my legs are like I'm waking up and I'm like
walking like Bambi.
Yeah, and okay. I'm getting them out
first learning to walk.
Yeah, so I'm just like, so that's how my body is. And I've always wondered if that's normal because I've always heard people working out and be like, man, I'm sore.
Yeah, I heard the next day is that's what I hear most of the time and that's how I go through it. I've never heard every like
mine's two days out. Mm-hmm. Legit. And like, don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm like, yeah, I didn't work out at all. Like, my muscles still ache. Like, it's like, okay, it's a little achy.
Ah.
But the 2 days, 2 days, it's like, like, trying to get them to work.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know if it's just me or if it's like, usually the second day people are getting better. I'm always curious on that. Okay. I've never actually told anyone, but that's how it's always been. It's usually 2 days after is when my body finally, like, hey, you worked out. We don't like it. Because my body fights it.
I don't know, man. Let us know down below.
Yeah.
If that's normal. We're trying to diagnose him now.
Yep. And who's the doctor? Who's the doctor in here?
Worst case scenario.
Yes. Only give me what's on ChatGPT.
Only wrong ChatGPT. Only wrong answers.
Yeah. Please.
So I lost a good 50 pounds. And then now I'm up to, I weighed myself today. I think I was at like 221, 222. And I am gaining. I'm eating a bit more. I'm
putting on some, some muscle.
But my arms are sore. I'm also doing vitamins as well. Like I've switched up a lot of my routine. But I've never had a pop problem. I don't drink pop.
Really?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
Are you trying to cut out chocolates?
I've cut out chocolate. But that's not for weight. That's more for teeth. It just hurt my teeth. The tough one to really cut out was chips. chips are tough. And I would, every now and then I still kind of break, but I think now I'm at a more moderate position of it. Whereas before I was like 3-4 times a week, I was doing a bag. All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming back for another episode. Again, this has been episode 12. All right. As if you guys haven't heard, please, please, we are on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, Spotify. These are our major platforms, especially YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, TikTok, TikToks.
TikToks. Is it an S? Is it a TikTok? Is there a
word for that? Wow, I feel dumb.
I think it's just TikToks.
Okay, fair enough.
But is it, does the app called, is it TikTok or is it TikToks?
The app is TikTok.
So wouldn't you just say that since it's singular, wouldn't you say it's TikTok? We're
watching some TikToks. I don't know. But either way, check us out on all three because I feel
like a boomer all of a sudden.
We do cut some of this up and we're putting some good short form if you guys are here for the full vids.
Yeah, and definitely like it. Definitely like it and watch the whole thing.
You guys know the deal.
I'm telling you.
All right. Again, signing off from Now We're Dads. I'm Nazareth.
I'm Steven. And we'll see you in the next episode.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally, Now We're Dads.